The ABC has finally caught McNamara as a retained Labor seat, giving Anthony Albanese the 76 seats needed to form a majority government. Mr. Albanese's first week as Prime Minister was full of action, with the PM travelling to the Quad meeting in Tokyo just days after the election. His foreign minister has also been busy, with Penny Wong travelling to Fiji to have a meeting with their Prime Minister. Dr. Stuart Jackson is a senior lecturer in the Department of Government and International Relations at the University of Sydney, and I asked him on whether Labor will have a friendly Senate.
It is highly likely that the Senate will fall. Labor will be well short, but with the Greens and David Pocock, they would have a majority. And even if that was, say, one short, it was the exactly half, there would still be the potential for a Jackie Lambie negotiations. But I would actually expect Labor to have a friendly Senate with the Greens and Pocock.
So what effect will this forming of a majority have, especially after an election where there has been an influx of independents coming in?
What it means, the independents coming in, it represents an existential threat to the Conservative parties, who now seem to be taking an even further step to the right, or certainly proposing it, and certainly that's what News Corp's newspaper seems to be saying at present. But in terms of the Labor Party, what it does mean is that they have to be fairly careful. They may well also pick up Gilmore and be sitting on 77. But 77 seats is, two, and that's, two more than, being in minority. It only takes a couple of by-elections or perhaps a resignation by a disgruntled MP for them to fall back into minority. So it's, while it's good for the Labor Party to say, well, we've got a majority, we can govern, they were able to govern basically before by simply negotiating with the other parties, whether it be the Greens or the Teals. And I think the Teals represent a real opportunity for them to build a large coalition around climate action or particular kinds of climate action. Because if they don't, those Teals then become open to perhaps supporting alternatives, particularly if there is, one or two resignations or one or two Labor MPs have to leave.
And Albanese's had a busy first week in the job, having had his first overseas trip to Tokyo, as well as a meeting with US President Joe Biden. How do you rate his performance so far?
So far, he's done, exactly what he needs to do. He's hit the ground running. Certainly if Scott Morrison had come out the winner, he would certainly have been off to the Quad meeting. Perhaps the important point is that Penny Wong headed straight off into the Pacific to start talking to Fiji and the Pacific Island Forum. So, her manoeuvres heading off towards the Pacific, I think, is more important. It's not that that has changed the nature of the Beijing agreement, at least the Beijing proposed policy where they were wanting to set up a Pacific-wide agreement or South Pacific-wide agreement. It didn't necessarily undo that. But I think, the island nations have their own agency and are able to make up their own minds. But it did say Australia is back here in the Pacific and we want to be fully engaged with the Pacific, which island nations had been saying they felt Australia wasn't engaged under Morrison. I think that's probably one of the most important things that's occurred. Albanese, done a good job. He's done what he needs to do. He's setting up his cabinet that will be announced. He will be able to then move forward with a full government.
Well, as you said, Penny Wong has made moves towards the Pacific, and those Pacific nations have declined to join that agreement with China, although China themselves will be making a move to travel to Fiji during this week as well to try and see if that agreement could be negotiated as well. What sort of opportunities might Penny Wong and Australia be looking for, though, in that region?
Well, we'll be looking, and indeed they've made announcements around training facilities, around increased aid and increased engagement, and of course the question around climate change. One can only remember the Tuvaluans, who gave a talk at COP, standing in water. And it's like, well, this is fairly important for them that they have serious action on climate change. if Australia joins the United States and other nations in taking very strong and effective action, then I think, you know, you'll see a shift back from those island nations towards the West and particularly Australia. But Australia also has to treat them as equals, not with a paternalistic frame. It has to treat them as their own sovereign nations, and we have to be aware of their needs as much as anything else.
Dutton and Littleproud have also taken the leadership positions of the coalition, and Dutton has said that he won't let the Liberal Party become Labor-lite. Where do you feel he's going to be focusing his time and energy as opposition leader?
I suspect he will take a Tony Abbott approach, and he'll look for the three-word slogans that he can then prosecute, and everything that Labor does will be bad. He says he doesn't want to become Labor-light. What does he want to become? Liberal-heavy or Liberal-right? I think that's the direction we'll possibly see. The attempts to, soften his image may well be already at hand, but he is going to be seen, I think, really for what he is and what he has been as a Liberal minister. I don't think the leopard will change its spots.
Dr. Stuart Jackson, Senior Lecturer in the Department of Government and International Relations at the University of Sydney, speaking with me there. I'm Andrew Herlinger, and you're listening to The Wire.